This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour, What's on Your Mind? This half hour brought to you by the North Dakota Farmers Union and a drought town hall will kick off in just a moment before we finish with our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com. So of all the things that Charlie Kirk was enamored with in his visit to North Dakota, one, the beautiful crowd that came to the Avalon. One, he could not believe that the Jasper Hotel was actually in North Dakota. He just was like, this is a hotel. That building, there's like, seriously, condominiums at the top of that, and he just, the meal, everything, right? But what impressed him more than anything was something you installed on my Pucklich Trail Boss, Jim the Flagpole Guy. The flag-attached flag. Tell people what you have on the back of my pickup.
Well, actually, it goes into your Reese hitch and you pin it in just like you'd pin in any ball. And, well, you can put a flagpole in it, right? And right now we have one variation with a 3-inch butt and a telescope's 20 or 25 feet. We've got more in the works, but you could put a strap around this one and pull your truck out. And honestly, it's made by Glenn Granroot here in Williston. Anybody over here knows Glenn. He knows that he's a master fabricator, and he's got the proof. Well, anyways, he's the one that's made these for us, and it was very well built, and it's very long lasting. It's guaranteed to get your shins at least 1,000 times.
To get you what?
Hit your shins.
Oh yeah. No, so, and I've not hit it once. I honestly haven't because it's white, and you can't hardly miss it. Now ball hits. I hit all. I knock. I've got more bruises to show for running into hitches when I'm hooking up a jet ski or whatever. But this one is not an issue for me because it's white. You can't miss it, and it also prompts a lot of questions. People come up and say, "Can you put a flagpole in that?" And I'll say, "Do you want to see it?" And two of Charlie's guys took the flag and did such an incredible job putting in like you would hand it to the widow of a fallen hero. It was incredible. So that's in the back of the truck now. How high can I have it if I'm stationary?
Well, there's two models, 20 or 25.
And if I want to drive down the road with it, I can do that too, and then it only goes up like to how high again?
Well, it'll be 10 feet high off the height of the Reese hitch.
You can't even believe this. ndflagpoleguy.com to find out more of what I'm talking about. And also you have flag attached for tractors and combines and seeders and planters and, seeders, planters, same thing. I shouldn't talk about this stuff, Mark. I should let Mark talk about this stuff. But talk about the flag attached product in 30 seconds or less.
Oh, I call it the farm attached, flag attached. It's just farm attached. Put it on anything. If you're a farmer, you'll figure out how to put it on. It's got a couple different ways. And the staff comes on, off very easily to go in the barn under a door. It does fit on yellow combines with a 19-foot door. And there you go. Hey, God bless you, Scott. God bless America. And everybody, you're doing great with all these times as this. Encourage you to look in and know that you have the power to be free. And it's just comes in a civil contract. It was arranged, 245 years ago. I'm a little nervous right now on my math for some reason, but I'd love
no,
to.
No, I think you got it. You nailed it. It was a summer. It was an entire summer when really the genius of the Constitution was done, a constitutional Congress. And that's exactly what you're talking about, the Constitution of the United States. ndflagpoleguy.com. Good encouragement. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Love you all. Bye.
ndflagpoleguy.com. Mark Watney's here, who leads the North Dakota Farmers Union, and we have a mini drought town hall today on the program to talk about all these things. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
So what do we need to know right now?
Well, we need to know that the highest priority, obviously, is with feed for cattle. That's the push. We've got to find some avenues to connect these guys. If we don't, we're going to lose a large portion of our herd, and we're going to lose a bunch of young ranchers that are going to somewhat be forced out or make that choice not to keep the herd with the idea hopefully they could buy back later. Obviously, there's a push trying to get the CRP opened up. Do remember, though, we had quite a bit of a legislative effort and some law changes that eased the ability to graze CRP, and that kind of put a fine line on the August 1, August 2 deadline before you can actually hay it. Even if the administration tried to open it up, there probably would be a lawsuit, and of course, lawsuit, even if it delays it 5 days, we're already to August, so it's a tough scenario because that hay is really deteriorating. So from a tape perspective, we should really start to locate hay. This is very widespread drought. It's going to be hard. Find other feed models. I think maybe we got to free up some dollars from the state to try to help these ranchers.
What would you use those dollars for?
Well, I think it's buying feed. I think it's finding avenues to access it, get it. And, you could do a cost share. Just open up the doors to try to find avenues to get the hay and get some feed into the hands of this. I mean, we got other types of feed we could go work with, but whatever we can do, trying to get access to a way for those folks to feed their cattle. I mean, it's tough.
You remember Enoch Thorsgaard?
Yeah.
The legendary rancher up by Northwood, North Dakota?
I do.
He just found a way.
Found a way.
He always found a way, and he ended up using a lot of, like, waste from, the beet plant up in Grand Forks, or East Grand Forks, and, Simplot and everything else. Are there things we just haven't thought of that could be done for feed?
Well, I think so. I mean, you got stuff coming off the ethanol plants. You've got all the roadside ditches. Of course, the sooner we can get access to them, the better the hay is, the further it'll grow. All those things can be tools that we can do, but a drought's tough because it's a slow death. And, you just think of your lawn in town. It stayed green for a while and it slowly loses it. You try to apply water and it doesn't work as well as it did early. And all of a sudden, you don't have any lawn. You got weeds. So we need quick results. And understanding the drought is here and it's not going away. We're not going to get enough rain to fix the grass. So we need it. We need it soon.
Last night I was sitting in my backyard throwing the dogs a ball, playing fetch, of course. And I'm embarrassed to say this, but I thought, gosh darn it, why is one part of the lawn okay and the other not? And I thought, how stupid. Who cares about my dumb lawn, right? And I said, you just got to pray for rain. And I'm not kidding you. It started sprinkling. It was kind of a weird night last night. But, farmers, ranchers, this is every year, right? I mean, not only rain, but timely rain and, everything else. So, obviously, we just need to just do what we do, go back to some of the old standards. But I worry about the young guys that haven't seen this movie before, right? Who may get tipped over by something like this.
Yeah, I fortunate or unfortunate, lived through the late 80s when we had the drought similar to this. And it is really hard because, again, you have these unexpected things that happen that you can't see right away. Obviously, when you don't get them spring rains and you're semi-dry coming into the spring, you got a scenario that hits them ranchers of grass and everything first. But the crop and the grass all go through stages. And, early in the emergency, we lost emergence. We had a little bit of soil movement that cut off plants for replanting. Then, of course, it doesn't need a lot of rain. The grass does, but the grain seeds and the plants and for the farmers, the row crops and the wheat farmers don't need much rain early on. But then all of a sudden that crop tries to expand, and when it doesn't have the moisture, it takes care of itself. It tries to defend itself, and it shortens its ability for yield. And then you get into your blossoming and your pollination, and if you don't have it. So this is going to hit really hard in this state. And now we're living on thunderstorms, so if you're fortunate to be in a path of a thunderstorm, you may be okay, but we're going to miss high prices, nothing to sell.
Yeah,
and then we're selling cattle into a depressed market.
See,
it just all stacks up.
Now, the worst of the worst in the 80s, farmers and ranchers were given the ability to just pretty much do what they needed to do early in July, correct?
Yep, it was substantially earlier.
Okay. Right? And again, we've had some people call the show and say, hey, my adjuster's letting me do that. They're just saying leave one strip. And otherwise, just do what you need to do. Have you heard that from other people?
I have heard that. I thought I was hearing more of that the adjusters were being substantially lenient. And, of course, there's about 12 companies that write crop insurance. My guess there are 3 or 4 in the state, maybe 5. And so they each have their own adjusters, even though it's a government subsidized program, it still has a private industry blend to it. So there's a slight chance, one of the crop insurance companies being a little harder. But I was the understanding that you could. And really the real issue for the rancher or the farmer and rancher together is to make sure that that product they're haying is not high in nitrates or high in products. So simply, yeah, leave strips and they should be able to do it. So I thought that was happening, but that's news to me if it's not.
Well, again, according to one gentleman who called last week, it's not. And we asked Senator Kramer about it on Friday, and he said, I can't tell people to do that. I'm not an adjuster, but if one adjuster is saying do it and another one isn't, just go to your adjuster and say, why is this guy getting that? It's, you know, the classic neighboritis, I guess. More with Mark Lonnie on solutions here. What if we dream big, folks? What could we do to fix this? The North Dakota way. Let us know, too. 800-228-0550.
July's here. A great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1 liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents. 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA. Near you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, special mini drought town hall. North Dakota Farmers Union sponsored a series of these we did a couple weeks ago in the evenings on our What's on Your Mind radio network stations, and things are probably twice as bad as they were then. So we want to continue to do this with the team at North Dakota Farmers Union. Appreciate them bringing their resources to this discussion as well. Given what we have now on the playbook, Mark Watney with us, head of the North Dakota Farmers Union. Mark, what advice do you have for producers right now?
Well, twofold. Cattle ranchers, make sure you reach out to your FSA offices for the Livestock 4-H program and ask about other avenues that they may have into the future. For the grain and row crops, start calling your senators, congressmen, and tell them we really need a WIP Plus program similar to the 2018-2019, which is drought related. And we can maybe hopefully get a buy-up of our crop insurance coverage. The reason, though, for them livestock 4-H people to sign up for the cattle is if we get a WIP Plus program, there's a slight chance that we can add additional dollars, and that may be the tracking method USDA is able to use to get money out to you. Keep in mind, to turn money around quick with the federal government, you got to have something to base the payments off of. So the better we have people in signing up for programs, it's likely that they can do an enhancement to that program that can get cash out to you. So make the calls out, tell them that you're struggling, and hopefully we can get beyond that.
Anything else?
That's the hugest step. We're working it, but it's we need farmers and ranchers calling in too.
Now, here's my deal. Why doesn't FSA call back in the Trump team? In other words, why doesn't Biden say, until we replace somebody, we're going to keep, you know, Tickerson and the regular crew there, because now these people don't have leaders right now in North Dakota, am I right?
Yeah, we're working with executive people that are put in place to run the offices. To me, it's always been odd. Anytime there's a change of administration, this delay in getting people in place seems odd. It seems like you if you were planning to run for something, you'd be prepared to do the work and get people out there.
Or at least leave the current people until you replace them.
Yeah, so one begs the question of in a drought scenario, why didn't you have people there to take care of
them? Yeah. Chris Larson was with Governor Burgum last night in Mayville, Portland, and you asked about this issue, Chris. Tell us what you asked, and then we'll play the clip here real quick.
Yeah, so I was talking to Governor. Sorry about that. I was talking to Governor Doug Burgum last night, and I basically asked him, "Is there anything more that North Dakota could do?" And also with that, is it too little, too late for federal help?
Well, it's a, you know, when you're fighting Mother Nature, and it's just a tragedy right now. As you know, that the state is in just a incredible drought situation, really historic. Close to 50% of the state is still in either the D3 or the D4, which is extreme or extraordinary drought. 100% of the state is in some kind of drought, and of course the federal supports. As you know, people that are raising crops have got some outlets through the supports that come through crop insurance. But if you're a young rancher with just starting out, and you got all your money tied up in your herd, and you got no feed at all, and the hay crops are coming up so short, it's a pretty desperate situation. At the state level, right now, we've done a couple things. One is we've put $4 million. We're prepared to put some more into this drought disaster water program that we started in 2017. We'd shut it down. We opened it back up again. 913 projects have been approved for that. But now we've got so many people that are trying to drill wells and get water to the things. We're short of well drillers, so we're planning on convening next week with the Water Commission to look at some water hauling. We've been fighting the Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring, and myself both have been pushing on the Biden administration, looking for some relief on when we could get on to hay, the CRP land. That's still set for August 2nd. When that becomes available, hopefully there'll be some feed that's coming off of CRP, but it is a desperate situation out there right now, and I only jokingly say I think people ought to plan like as many outdoor weddings as you can without a backup indoor space. Do something like that that would wash your combines and all your vehicles, and then maybe we'll get some rain, but we'll hope that Mother Nature can come through and maybe help us out for this second part of the year.
Anything promising there that you think would be a game changer?
Well, obviously the access to water and some of the money they're putting out is really key. There's lots of places in the state where you can't hardly run the cattle out in a temporary pasture because you have no water, so that's key. But I would definitely encourage them to step up the game and
add some zeros to the that 4 million.
Exactly. And there's going to be a huge demand. This is widespread. So, you know, it's not like you just go to another state and find, hey, you're going to have to go farther. And if we can find a program, you know, like you and I both talk cost share, something where we can free up some money to help the ranchers buy some of this hay and get it into a reasonable price.
I'm going to talk stupid for a minute here and say if the state were to match whatever a producer needed to lay out for hay. So in other words, you know, what is hay run going for right now?
Well, it's all over the ballpark. You know, okay. A lot of times it's $40 a ton. It's up to $80, $90, $100 a ton now.
So let's say it's $100 a ton, but the state matches half of that. What kind of a market would North Dakota now be? What kind of market would open up based on us paying a premium for hay?
Well, I think we could attract. I think we'd be people wanting to bring hay into the state if we got the price right.
Because I think people they want to help right now.
Yep.
It's like farm rescue time.
It is. It really is. And, I mean, the fundamental choice is, do we keep the herd here or do we cut it in, by a third or half and lose some young guys, young gals? And I'd rather have them stay on the land.
So, and I also got to put a plug in here in our final minutes. This is a mental health issue, too.
Yeah.
This is as much a mental health crisis as it is an agriculture crisis.
Yeah.
Because the stress is off the charts right now.
Yeah, and we've been publishing all the numbers and trying to connect, working with NDSU, working with the Whitney Church Group, trying to get that information out because people need somebody to talk to. They need some reassurance that there's somebody trying to help them.
So you're the head of the North Dakota Farmers Union. Without regard for CRP this and August that, the fact that we're even saying August in the same space as CRP makes me just want to lose my breakfast here right now. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're in July, and every day somebody's saying, well, time to sell the herd and be done. Right.
That's exactly right. And every day of 100 heat, hay deteriorates. So I'm a balanced type person. I mean, logic's got to start to play at times. And right now, logic tells us we should be opening the CRP up.
So, and again, some adjusters are saying, go ahead, just leave one strip so we can come back and understand what kind of problem that caused this. But without regard, in the minute we have left, Mark, without regard with any rules, regulations, federal, state, whatever, what would be a magic wand that you would suggest?
Well, I would say find avenues to open up whatever's necessary from haying the roadsides to the CRP. The feed is the high issue, so any tool we have, state money, federal money, all that. The next step, of course, is the WIP Plus program, getting some dollars to enhance the crop insurance because these guys aren't going to have anything to sell. And even though the prices are good, you don't have anything to sell. You're going to need additional dollars and capital to stay on the land. But focus has got to be on livestock immediately. The grain harvest has got to kind of play its way out yet. But we got to start working on it so that money doesn't get delayed too long because they're going to need cash flow come the end of November, December.
I'm up for something if you are. I think we need to do this about every other day until we get some resolution here.
Keep hammering on it. Yep.
Right?
Keep hammering on it.
Yeah. Perfect. So we're gonna keep doing this until we get the answers we want from every single elected leader on every single corner of the planet. I know people are worried about it, and they're working on it. It's not like they're ignoring it, but there's a lot of rules and regulations got to be fixed. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Watney, Mini Drought Town Hall. More to come on that in the coming days right here.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its smooth cinnamon and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sudden rise in the post-COVID-19 vaccine death reports is not correct and was a result of an error, according to the CDC on Friday. The Food and Drug Administration had received 12,313 reports of death among those who received the COVID-19 vaccine. But a CDC spokeswoman said the number the agency has displayed on its website is not correct, and the actual number is about half the false number. China's devastating floods from heavy rains this week has a death toll in the 30s as of Thursday. Cleanup efforts were underway in Hunan province and the capital city, Zhengzhou, on Thursday, after a record-breaking rainstorm flooded the city's streets and subway system. Pacific Gas and Electric, California's major energy provider, announced plans to bury 10,000 miles of its power lines in an effort to prevent sparking wildfires at a projected cost of $15 billion, with a B, dollars. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by Pyfers, America's land auctioneer. Pyfers, boy, do they get her done day in and day out. You only need to know that Saturday morning, 7 a.m., appointment listing right here on the stations you're listening to now. WDAY 970, besides the 550 K-Fire, the flag, east and west, and I guess KLTC. He's not an affiliate, but every station you're listening to, plus WDAY, minus KLTC, if that makes any sense. But everywhere you can turn a radio on, within the sound of my voice right now, you can turn the radio on Saturday morning, 7 a.m., and hear America's Land Auctioneer. Andy Murnick right now at Pipers was telling me they have some incredible farm retirement and estate auctions planned in Steele, in Fargo, Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, Turtle Lake, Glendon, Minnesota. I'm pretty sure he told me two in South Dakota, too. Worthing, South Dakota, and Sioux Falls. Farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, coins, Troy tractors, guns, and more. And one thing they need you to know, advertising deadlines are approaching on the Pipers regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. So you want some iron in that? You better call Andy today. Or any of the Pipers auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details available at Pipers.com. Kevin Pifer, Steve Link, and a team of pros. I'm telling you, Pipers.com. Pipers.com. I'm never one to say something like this because it's kind of a blanket statement that nothing is more important than. You know what I mean? We could do the Lama Lama Ding Dong now and the Delta variant. We could do any of the things we talked about today, guys, on the show and say nothing's more important than. We got a conversation with Lynn Helms coming up. And certainly when you consider half of the taxes generated in this state come from the oil and gas industry, I could easily say nothing's more important than somebody with pink hair from the USA Olympic team that I just saw on TV. What was that?
Kneeling. Oh, yeah.
What was that
Sweden
just now?
Sweden beat them, by the way.
Did I just see her at the State Department, though?
Oh, yeah. Megan Rapinoe?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say her name.
Sorry. Rabbit trail moment.
Sorry.
But what I was getting at is I don't very often say nothing is more important than that. And I could say that about Lynn Helms and what we're going to talk about here. But I'm going to say this. Right now, I like a ribeye. I like a ribeye more than anything in the world. And I know that ribeyes that come from North Dakota cattle are going to be less plentiful if we don't fix this drought situation and help any way we can. Only God can fix the drought situation. It's called rain. But I'm saying, A, pray for rain. And if you say, well, I don't care about my lawn, I don't care about my lawn either. I care about ranchers having something to feed their cattle and getting up today saying, is this the day I make the decision whether or not to sell the herd? and be done. And we can help that wherever we are in the sound of my voice by one simple thing. Pray for rain. Wash every vehicle you have. Truck, tractor, trailer, whatever. Wash it. I don't know. What is the thing with that anyway? You wash your vehicle, it rains.
That's the thing.
Right?
Do the rain dance. Do whatever you got to do.
So if you're not the praying type, you just go wash your vehicle. The praying types out there, pray for rain. Pray for rain. Simple as that. But in the meantime, we need solutions from our government. And so we're going to continue to say, I don't care if it comes from the federal, state, county, city. I happen to think there's a guy by the name of Eric Hartemeyer that runs a really good bank. And the bank is owned by us. Okay? The bank is owned by us, Bank of North Dakota. I know three people on the board of directors. One we just heard from, the governor. Another one is the attorney general, and the other one is the ag commissioner. So the ag guy would be the guy I would want to propose something for the Bank of North Dakota and just say, we're going to do this. A match program on everything you buy in the way of feed. I don't know, but it's important. And it's important to you if you like to eat. Kevin, do you like to eat?
Oh, yeah.
I like to eat. Chris Larson, do you like to eat? He said yes. He's nodding his head.
Yes, I love to eat.
Yeah, me too. And our next guest, Lynn Helms. I bet I can say with authority that, Lynn, you too like to eat. North Dakota beef especially, right, Lynn?
Oh, good morning, Scott. I'm salivating over that ribeye comment.
Man alive. Yeah, exactly. Ribeye. So we all like to eat. So if you like to eat, pray for rain and pray for your neighbors in a very, very challenging time right now. That is the most important thing over everything. And if you disagree or agree, let me know. 800-228-0550. Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, is back with us. Probably nobody knows the Industrial Commission better than this guy, because a lot of what he needs to do to keep the oil and gas industry tracking towards the potential that it has is through the Industrial Commission. Just explain that for people that don't know, that apparatus, Lynn, of how you report to the Industrial Commission and the power behind the Industrial Commission in North Dakota. I don't know how many people understand that, but it's a big deal, isn't it?
It really is, Scott, and I think you've hit the nail on the head. Very few North Dakota citizens, including me when I first moved here, have any idea how important the Industrial Commission is. Bank of North Dakota, the Transmission Authority, the Pipeline Authority, the Department of Mineral Resources, which is oil and gas and geologic survey, Housing Finance Agency, all report to the Industrial Commission. And those three statewide elected officials make decisions every single month that impact our lives every single day. Just critical importance. And I can assure you they are working really hard on this drought relief thing. Just had a conversation this morning about, is there a way that we can tap into these ARPA funds, the American Relief Plan funds, to plug some oil and gas wells and convert them to livestock water wells. We did some of that in that first round, and we're trying to find another two dozen or so wells that we could do that with so that we can water some of this livestock and make some of these pastures work. We're also looking on some type of cooperative plan where some of these frack tanks that aren't being used for oil and gas right now, let's wash those things out and get some fresh water out there into some of these pastures for livestock.
Very good points. And, you know, water is as important to, obviously, agriculture in the middle of a drought as it is the oil and gas industry, 365 days a year. That's the common denominator there, isn't it, Lynn?
It really is, and I think this is what differentiates North Dakota from a lot of other places, is that we find ways to connect our major industry, and so ag and energy are joined at the hip in so many ways, and this is just another couple ways that we can make that connection and use what one industry doesn't need to benefit a different one.
Tom and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom. I think Tom Pocket dialed us. We'll see. You can talk to him, Daniel. Texter says, if Watney can find hay for $100 a ton right now, I'll take it all and double my money. It's more like $200 a ton. Another texter says, I appreciate immensely your guest right now, but he needs to check on the current price of hay. I've heard of people paying or asking $300 a ton. I don't know if anyone is buying it at that, and they shouldn't be, but $200 a ton is pretty common asking price right now. So let me just ask you, Lynn, for an example that we could share here. After COVID, much of the workforce was put on the sidelines. The workforce in the oil and gas industry, extraordinarily important. We don't want them to leave the state and not be available when inevitably the price of oil goes back up. So there were some CARES funds, which was the, I guess, the predecessor to the ARPA funds you're talking about now, that were set aside that kept people employed, taking care of a problem that had been a problem for a long time. Talk about that. Game changer, wasn't it?
Absolute game changer, Scott. There were close to 3,600 people that had lost their job because of the COVID pandemic, and we were able to keep them on a payroll working all the way through the winter, last winter. And so those people stayed in North Dakota. Now, oil and gas is ramping back up, and there's a workforce shortage, and we absolutely need to get people back on those payrolls. But if we had not kept those 3,600 people employed and kept them in the state, we would really be in a deep hole trying to work our way back to, 20 frac crews and that sort of thing. So, on top of the well plugging that we did, which kept a lot of our best rig hands working, and on top of the reclamation work, which kept our dirt working people and environmental service people working, we did support through grants hydraulic fracturing of a group of wells. And so we did, I believe, 80 wells, and that kept at least a core group of hydraulic fracturing people working. I think we figure around 600 jobs were saved by that program.
And, folks, think about this a minute. Now, some people could say, what the heck is the federal government doing paying for that? Well, I could have said that about 1,000 things during COVID, but one thing I do know is that there was a lot of money handed out for people in the way of unemployment kickers, little benefits. Well, this is no different than that. That's all it was, but it kept the workforce here. Very, very important. Very, very important. And the two most important people in making that happen were Lynn Helms, I would argue, and Brent Sanford, and then obviously the entire Industrial Commission, because they had to say yay or nay. So very, very important. So Tom in Bismarck's back. Hey, Tom, tell us your question.
Yeah, you have to give us old people more time to get their phone out of their pocket.
I'm with you. I'm one of them.
Anyway, I was wondering, are they still selling corn to the ethanol plants? Because it's kind of the old adage, you don't burn what you can eat.
They are, because you got to make ethanol too right now. But your point is maybe pause that, if you could, to have the ethanol producers chip in too for feed?
That's what I'm thinking.
Interesting. We'll throw that idea out there. Appreciate the call. Let me take one more. North of Hebron, Josie. Go ahead, Josie.
Hi, Scott. I visited with you back in 2017 when we were going through this drought. We are in the process of putting a hay drive together. We have so many ranchers that are not in the drought area that will donate their CRP, but we just need it open. And once it opens, we only have 30 days to cut and 15 days to remove the bale. We are asking that we have a longer time to cut. We got the people to do it. We just need the time.
So, Josie, here's the deal. If you would, hang on, because I think you've got a brilliant solution here. This is what I'm talking about. This is where people just come together and find a solution here. I'd like to have you on tomorrow to talk more about this. And you tell me what roadblocks are in the way of this, and we'll help bring those down, okay?
Okay.
Don't go away. Daniel will get your information. We'll have you on the show tomorrow. More with Lynn Helms when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC and online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. 3812 Memorial Highway in Manny. Just keep in mind, number one, your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC. The new Buicks are in, new GMCs are in, there's a ton of purchase allowance money, and there's some free money out there. 0% interest still available on a ton of new models. Just got to go on to SchwannBuickGMC.com and find out more. Call them, 701-214-6372.
Speaking of free money, did you know every single inch of North Dakota, schools, roads, bridges, water projects, we're talking a lot about water today, they get essentially free money because of the work that the oil and gas industry does. Oil and natural gas touches literally every square inch of North Dakota. It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas Advancing the Possibilities. Lynn Helmsworth, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. You have May numbers in front of you. How does it compare to April, and what does it mean for June, Lynn?
Yeah, so our May oil production was up just slightly, pretty much flat. And, you know, our oil and gas industry kind of went to sleep during the COVID pandemic, and it's shaken it off, but it's slow to come back. So, but we were up 0.4%. Gas production up 1%. So we continue to see that natural gas put pressure on industry to make investments. And we had a meeting yesterday where we talked about, with Justin Kringstead, the fact that our gas processing and gathering capacity is going to be 100% chock-a-block full by December 31st of 2023. So we've got to continue to attract investment if we want to market that gas instead of flaring it. So we're right on the money in terms of revenue forecasts for completions and sales tax and production. And we're about 19 to 25% above revenue forecast in oil price. So this recent price run up has stirred a lot of optimism in the industry. Of course, we started tracking where we're at with New Mexico, and we're still 90,000 barrels a day ahead of New Mexico. So we'll keep tracking that. But they've got 75 rigs running, and we've only got 23. So we are going to have to pick up the pace if we're going to stay number two in terms of production. I did talk a lot about the lawsuit against the BLM and Department of Interior for stopping the federal lease sales. And so we're going to pursue that with great vigor. North Dakota filed its own lawsuit because our mineral disposition, you know, our checkerboard minerals with the feds is very different than other states. And that wasn't being addressed in the other states. And the other thing that we're pushing for is a mandate from the federal court, a date by which they have to restart these lease sales. And so even though the judge in Louisiana said that they couldn't postpone them any longer, he didn't give them a date to restart the sales. And we're asking our judge in North Dakota to give them a deadline and say you must restart the lease sales by the end of this year. So we're very hopeful and optimistic about that. I'll throw out one other interesting number, Scott. For the first time ever, we have a county with more than 5,000 active producing wells. That's McKenzie County. And to put that in context, when the Bakken boom started in April of 2006, we had only 3,500 wells statewide. So McKenzie County has 1.5 times as many wells as we had statewide prior to the Bakken. And people just need to realize that this industry is a fantastic neighbor, and it is so important to North Dakota's economy. I think Tax Commissioner Rauschenberger put it best when he said, you can't even imagine what North Dakota would look like if we had not had the Bakken oil and gas boom.
Two most important words I heard in everything you just said there, New Mexico. They are closing in on us. And they have a heck of a lot more rigs than we do. How do we fix that issue right there? And you mentioned McKenzie County. I'm glad there's a new record of producing wells in McKenzie County, but I also have seen troubling signs, storm clouds gathering with the amount of noses I count on the McKenzie County Commission that are fast becoming anti-energy development. That worries me. Should it worry me?
Yeah, I think it should, Scott. You know, we talked a little bit about the attitude of the federal government towards the oil and gas industry, and that's really hindering investment. And then, when capital investors take a look at the attitudes of local and state governments, that really matters, and it should concern us. And so, you know, oftentimes we look at these numbers, and we've just gotten so comfortable at 1.1 million, 1.2, 1.5 million. But we shouldn't stay comfortable there. We need to continue to attract capital investment and encourage these people to hire North Dakotans and put them to work and to continue drilling and developing our infrastructure. Because we have the potential to build another $50 billion worth of infrastructure in North Dakota in terms of oil and gas and gas plants and gathering systems and pipelines and transmission lines. And we shouldn't get comfortable at our current number. We need to keep pressing forward.
If you send me an email today, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, tell me something about the show. More importantly, tell me something about one of our sponsors, like MyPillow. I'll send you a free book, Michael Youssef. You can watch it on my Facebook page, Hope for This Present Crisis, Restoring a World Gone Mad. Crazy times, Lynn Helms. Thank you very much. God bless. See you tomorrow,
Do
folks.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, hosting these upcoming live and online equipment and specialty auctions in Cooperstown, Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Bowman, Regent, Kenmare, St. Thomas, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota. These incredible auctions feature farm retirement and estate auctions, coin collections, tractor collections, airplanes, trucks, vehicles, trailers, tools, and more. For complete inventories of all of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions across the Upper Midwest, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.